to allow you and allow, but they didn't necessarily say just allow.
They
get out of there.
They wouldn't usually say allow.
They'd say allow you.
Oh, they didn't usually
say. Had charge of it.
They didn't say that the police were supposed to maintain law and order.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Oh.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I like this Mr. Davis, so a lot of people don't, but I do. He was mighty cordial and nice to me when we had that trial up there, you know, the old people.
And years ago, before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung. And two have been hung here.
Oh, they have?
One out here, by Galloway, out in, that used to be a thicket.
Uh-huh.
And it was there, and another one was right in front of the jail.
Oh.
Right where the Joyce house was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happened right there at that jail.
Oh, at that jail.
That embalming.
That embalming. Now that's really something, huh?
Yeah.
Thought about that.
I can see it just as plain as right now, how she looked. How that hair was plaited, put across her head, and the plaits were that big. That's where it hit me.
Oh, that's where you hit, when you fell out?
On the rock.
On the rock.
My hand hit the rock.
Well, did you have any bruises from where you fell
out
there?
No. See, then. I fell again on this knees. You see, when I fell here. And I hit my hand. It made it blue, but that'll go away. I've had many blue spots. I was in a car crossing the street there one day. I was old Safeway, and this Ms. that lived right back of me in this little house was in her car over there, and she said, well, come on, let me help you take your groceries in my car, and we'll take you across the street. So I said, well, fine, I won't have to worry about crossing Ray Street. So when we were clear over, across the street, right, almost across, and a car was coming, it's as fast as it could come, and she didn't see that car, she was looking to one to come in this way. Well, so that car hit, and I was on that side. So it hit the door, I suppose is what it hit so hard. Well, that hit me right here, and I just fell crossways. If I'd have had been buckled in, I'd have been killed. Because, you see, that would hurt my stomach so. And so Mary and wife, of course, a good friend of ours, was coming from down, bringing a mother from the beauty parlor down here. And they were stopped there because they couldn't go until these cars quit. And she said when she saw me fall over, she just knew I was dead. And she said I couldn't get out and go to you to save my life. And she went to town as fast as she could. And she went to Edward's office was right there. He was a lawyer. So she said, go down and see about Miss Angie May, and then she told him. Well, he was here, and I was in there sewing and listening to the television.
And he thought you were going to be in bad shape.
And he said, don't you want me to take you to the doctor? I told him, no, I didn't think I needed to go to a doctor. That as long as I could get around and do and not cut up any, I thought I needed to. And there was a preacher, and I don't